This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray Wood, and the title alone is going to make a few people rethink how they've been using AI. It's called The Context Layer: Why the Same Prompt Gives Your Business a Better Answer Than a Competitor's.
And most of us have been told the secret is writing better prompts, so that title is a bit of a challenge.
It really is. Brett's core argument is that the prompt is only half the question. The other half is everything the AI already knows about your business when you hit enter.
He opens with this example of two tire fitters. Both typed the exact same prompt into the same AI tool. Write a quote follow-up for a customer who hasn't booked in yet.
The first business gets something polite, generic, could have come from anyone selling anything. The second gets a message that names the specific brand the customer asked about, references the quote, suggests a slot for Thursday morning, and sounds like the actual person who runs the desk.
Same prompt, completely different answer, because one of them had fed the AI their price list, their booking system, their tone of voice, and a note about what that customer asked about last Tuesday.
That's what Brett calls the context layer, a structured, always-on store of what your business knows, sitting between your raw information and the AI, so the model reads it before it answers.
I like his analogy for it. Think of it as the briefing you'd give a sharp new hire on day one, except it never leaves and never forgets.
Which is a useful way to think about it. And he's clear that the general purpose models, ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, are brilliant generalists. They've read most of the internet. What they haven't read is your business.
And that's the bit a competitor can't copy just by writing a better sentence.
Exactly. Brett is pretty direct about what he calls the prompt engineering obsession. He says most owners he talks to have spent hours trying to phrase the perfect instruction when the real gap is that the AI doesn't know their margins, their suppliers, or that one customer who always pays late.
That's uncomfortable, but I think most people who've tried AI seriously in their business will recognize it.
His line is, you can polish the question forever, but if the AI is answering in the dark, you get a confident answer that's wrong for you. Shift the effort. Less time on the prompt, more time on what the AI reads first.
Okay, so what actually goes into one of these context layers? Because I suspect some owners are already thinking this sounds like a big project.
It's five categories of things you already have, just not yet organized so a machine can use them. Your facts, products, pricing, suppliers, policies, your processes, how a quote becomes an order, how a complaint gets handled, your customer history, your voice, the words you use and the ones you never use, and your boundaries, what the AI can do on its own and what always needs a human.
He gives a real example from EasyTrack, his property management business. A tenant asks a question. If the AI can see the tenancy, the landlord's instructions, and the relevant rules, it gives a genuinely useful answer. Without that context, same question, gets something generic.
And none of that information is exotic. It's the everyday stuff your team already relies on, just made readable to the AI.
The competitive edge argument is where it really lands for me. He points out it's not the model that sets you apart because anyone can access the same model for 20 quid a month. It's what you've taught it about your business.
A competitor can copy your website overnight. They can't copy 10 years of how you handle a tricky customer, the patterns in your repeat orders, or the judgment baked into your processes.
And the edge compounds over time. The longer the layer is in place, the more decisions and outcomes it absorbs, and the better the answers get. Someone starting from a blank chatbot next year is starting where you started.
Right. And Brett frames the goal well. Not to replace anyone, to augment the team so a two-person front desk answers like a 10-person one, and the owner stops being the bottleneck for every "what should we say here?" question.
So where does a skeptical owner who's persuaded by this actually begin?
One painful, repetitive task, not a grand strategy. Pick the thing your team does 40 times a week that drains an afternoon. Quote follow-ups, supplier emails, first-line customer replies.
Then gather just the context that task needs. The price list, the five most common questions, the tone you want, the boundary on what gets sent without a human checking it first.
He says that small structured bundle is your first context layer, and you can stand it up in days from things already sitting on your drives.
My one thing for this week, stop fiddling with the prompt and spend an hour writing down what your AI would actually need to know to handle your most repetitive task properly. That's your starting point.
Mine, remember that a clever prompt helps once, and a good context layer makes every prompt better for everyone on the team every day. It's the asset that compounds.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading in full. And if you want to know what your own context layer would look like and which task it should tackle first, Brett's team offers a free AI audit. No pitch, no jargon, just an honest look at where the right context would pay off fastest.
Book it at anabu.ai. We'll see you next time.